This is Hand in My Cookie Jar, answering Simon Says' hysterical questionnaire for women who squirt. Alright, let's roll. Number one, when and how did you discover that you're able to squirt? What was your reaction when you squirted for the first time? So, I discovered I could squirt when I was 24-ish. And that only happened when I started dating my ex-boyfriend. And there were a lot of factors involved. One factor was that his penis was curved as such that it regularly kept hitting my G-spot. And number two, the other factor was, since I knew I was able to have multiple orgasms, but we used to go at it in such a way that it just happened all of a sudden, and it was a surprise to me too, because all that time I thought squirting was something that porn stars could do, and I thought squirting had to involve, you know, a girl's ejaculate or, you know, her cum going all over the place, but that doesn't have to happen. It could just be making a small mess on the sheets. So yeah, my reaction to when I squirted for the first time was utter surprise. That's it. Alright, number two, you squirt every time you orgasm. Do you orgasm every time you squirt? Has the frequency that you squirt versus don't squirt changed over the years? Alright, so let me break this down. Do you squirt every time you orgasm? No, not really. It takes me a while to get there. Next bit would be, do you orgasm every time you squirt? I do. I definitely orgasm every time I squirt. And has the frequency that you squirt versus don't squirt changed over the years? I would say if I go at it continuously with someone, I would definitely squirt. But it takes me a while to get there. I have to be comfortable with my partner. I have to be quite sexually aroused and basically super wet to get there. And it also depends on the guy's tool, so to speak. Alright, number three. Is squirting something within your control, or does it sneak up on you and surprise you? So, number three, is squirting something within my control? Not really. I would say it tends to sneak up on me and surprise me. Alright, number four. How does a squirting orgasm feel in comparison to a non-squirting orgasm? I would say the first few times when I had squirting orgasms, I didn't realize I was squirting, but over the years and with a lot of practice, I would say squirting orgasms feel way better. I could feel my entire body just feeling electrified, like from the top of my scalp to the tip of my toes. I could just feel something just, you know, taking over me, and then just boom. Yeah, it feels amazing. Alright, number five. What methods make it most likely that you'll squirt? So first things first, I have to be very aroused, super wet to get there. Two, It usually happens in a session where I have lots and lots of orgasms, like multiple orgasms, and three, it also needs to happen where the guy really is relentless in making me come. And lastly, this is kind of important, but my G spot needs to be hit continuously when I'm trying to squirt. So it could either depend on a guy's fingers or a guy's cock. So if you have a cock that curves upwards, that's great. I certainly think that you are capable of making a girl come or making her squirt, basically. But you need lots and lots of practice. All right, last question. Please describe your best experience involving squirting. So, the last audio clip that I did for Gone Girl Audio about a cheating housewife, that would be my best experience involving squirting recently. Because I squirted not just once but twice when when recording that audio clip, and I will link to it down below. So yeah, have a great day or a great night wherever you are. Cheers.